So the practice we're going to do this afternoon is a yoga nidra. So traditionally, it really is best to lie down. So I really encourage you to lie down for this practice. It's a guided, a very closely guided meditation. It's never really done sitting up, so the benefits come from lying down. And traditionally, the palms are facing upwards. And for those of you who don't know, yoga nidra means wakeful sleep. So it's learning how to really relax very deeply, but at the same time maintain a wakefulness, a brightness. The iconography of yoga nidra is of a god resting very deeply into an ocean of milk. And out of his belly is growing a bright yellow flower. So sometimes we can have some hesitation to really let ourselves go. But this image suggests that as we really relax, a deep nourishment can rise up to support us. So having a felt sense of your whole body lying here on the ground. And if you can have a sense of where you are situated in the room amongst all these other people around you. So feeling your body lying here on the ground in this room. And staying very rested back. A sense of nestling into your own skin. See how effortlessly you can be available to sounds outside of you. How effortlessly, yet how vividly, can you register sounds? And then seeing if you can register sounds that are happening inside your own body. Listening to the sound of breath. listening to the intimate sound of your own breath. And again, staying very rested back, using minimum effort. Can you pick up the sound of your own heart? And then allowing your attention to rest very gently around your chest area. And we come to what is traditionally called the sankalpa, which is creating an intention, planting a seed for this practice. So it's repeating to yourself something that your heart wishes to cultivate, some quality. And just seeing what comes. And repeating this word, this quality to yourself 3 times. Just laying down with this wish. And then letting that drop away. And bringing your attention to your right thumb. How vividly can you feel your right thumb? And your right forefinger. And your right middle finger. And your right ring finger. And how distinctly can you feel your right little finger? Feeling any sensations that are happening in the palm of your right hand. Feeling the utter receptivity in the palm of your right hand. And traveling your awareness from your right wrist up towards your right elbow. And then feeling the way the whole right upper arm rests into the ground. Feeling the way the right upper arm rests and makes contact. Feeling the clarity of contact of the right upper arm with the ground. And feeling the way that right shoulder settles into the ground. And then seeing how clearly you can feel any sensations in the right side of your chest. Feeling life as it is right now in the right side of your chest. And then how gently, how kindly can you move your awareness down the right ribs? Feeling the vivid sensations in the right ribs. And then deepening down into the right side of your belly. And just being available, sometimes you might not feel anything. and that is completely fine. But being available to the possibility of clearly feeling yourself, your sensations in the right side of your belly. And down into the right side of your pelvis. Feeling life as it is in the right side of your pelvis. And then traveling your awareness down your right thigh. Down the length of your right thigh. And how clearly, very relaxed but very sharp, feeling life in your right knee. And then moving down your right shin. Allowing the light of your awareness to travel down the right shin. And along the curve of the right foot. Feeling your right big toe. Second toe. Third toe. Fourth toe. And again, how vividly can you feel your right little toe? And then allowing the whole right side of yourself to drop away. And staying very rested. Feeling into your left thumb. And your left forefinger. Your left middle finger. And your left ring finger. And again, how distinctly can you feel your left little finger? And feeling the utter receptivity in the palm of your left hand. Clearly feeling any sensations in your left hand. And from your left wrist, traveling up along your forearm to your left elbow. And then feeling the way the left upper arm rests and softens into the ground. How clearly can you feel the vividness of contact of your left upper arm with the ground? And feeling your left shoulder. The way the left shoulder peels back and rests on the ground. And then the left side of your chest. Feeling any sensations in the left side of your chest. and down into the left ribs, feeling life as it is now, now, in your left ribs. And deepening down into the left side of your belly. Just being available here for any sensations. And down into the left side of your pelvis. And down along the length of your left thigh. And again, how vividly can you feel your left knee? And traveling your awareness down your left shin. And down along the curve of your left foot. And feeling your left big toe. And your second toe. And your third toe. And your fourth toe. And again, staying very rested, how distinctly can you feel your left little toe? And then allowing the whole left side of yourself, of your body, to drop out of your awareness. And feeling the life of the soles of both of your feet. Feeling any sensations in the soles of both of your feet. Any tingles. And then allowing your calf muscles to rest into the ground. Seeing if your lower legs, the calf muscles, can take any more space against the ground. And feeling the whole length of the back of both of your thighs falling and spreading into the ground. So feeling both of your whole legs resting deeper into the ground. And then feeling the bowl of your pelvis. And can you give over your pelvis any more in to the ground? And feeling your lower back. Feeling where your lower back does meet or does not meet the ground. And feeling your upper back behind your heart. See how clearly you can let this whole area of the upper back behind your heart really rest into the ground. Feeling the length of both of your arms spreading back, peeling back, and really letting all their weight against the ground. And then feeling the length of your neck. You can have a very clear sense of the whole length of your neck softening and relaxing. and feeling the back of your head, the back of your skull, and allowing that to nestle against the ground. Seeing if you can really give your head over to the cushion. And then curving your awareness over and seeing if there are any sensations happening in the crown of your head. Bringing your sensitivity to the crown of your head. And then feeling your forehead. Feeling any life in your forehead. And then allowing your eyes to soften and rest back towards the back of your head. Really allowing the eyes to really have a break and to really rest. And then just feeling any sensations on your cheeks. If you can have a sense of the length of your nose. Feeling your upper lip, and then where your upper lip meets your lower lip, feeling the intimacy of that, feeling your chin, and then feeling down into the tenderness of the throat. Just see how spaciously you can feel into the sensations in your throat. And now feeling if you can really stay with my voice, allowing your awareness to drop back into the back of your throat, as if you were coming upon the spine. And this may not be distinct, it may not be clear, but just the attempt sharpens, brightens our awareness. So just allowing the awareness to drop back towards where the spine is, where you feel it might be. And seeing if you can have a sense of traveling your awareness down your spine, down the whole length of your spine, through your rib cage, this astonishing deep support that runs right down the middle of us, traveling your awareness down through the rib cage, down through your belly. Feeling the whole length of the spine relaxing deeper into the ground, the whole nervous system settling, and going down, just letting your awareness rest in your lower belly, in this deep power spot of the lower belly. And again, some people can feel their bellies and some people might not be able to feel their bellies, but just the attempt is sharpening our awareness. So just feeling the life in your lower belly. There could be a feeling of just feeling into the internal atmosphere of your lower belly. And if there's any way you could relax a little more of your pelvis to make a bit more relaxation and space for your belly. And then we're going to activate the breath a little now, seeing if you can really deepen your breath deep into your belly. So swelling your belly with your breath. So really filling your belly with the life, the charge, the shakti of your breath. And how relaxed can you be while still activating this power? Seeing if there can be a sense of wholeheartedly giving breath to the depth of your belly. And then staying very inside yourself, a sense of the inner volume, moving your awareness up through the solar plexus, and very quietly coming upon your chest area. The area of your heart, this area of emotive potency, and just feeling what sensations are here right now in your chest area, in your heart. And being there with just what is. Just noticing a tightness, a numbness, a buzziness, a warmth, and really allowing your shoulders to rest back, to really giving a full space for the expression of your chest area. And then filling your chest area with your breath. It could be a sense of activating the breath to really fill your chest. But again, how soft can you keep your head? How relaxed can you keep your jaw? How soft can your eyes be as you activate this power of breath into the chest? And then just letting that go, and just letting everything to be as it is. And if there can just be a sense of resting deeper and deeper, allowing the awareness of your body to drop away and just resting back and back into the light of your own awareness. A sense of resting into the embrace of the awareness, of your awareness which registers everything, just resting back, dropping down into this field. allowing for rest. Allowing to really let yourself rest. And then coming back, and then really coming back to the very vivid felt sense of yourself lying here on the ground. A felt sense of your whole body lying here on the ground amongst all these other people lying here on the ground. And then once again, being available to any sounds that are happening outside of you. Effortlessly hearing. And then picking up on any sounds that are happening inside of you. Breath. Heartbeat. And then returning again very lightly to your chest area. And just coming back to that sankalpa, that intention, that wish of something you wish to really cultivate, and just repeating that to yourself 3 times with confidence. Quiet confidence. Then allowing that to fall away. So the practice of yoga nidra is complete. But just staying with this sensitivity of really letting your body be very heavy as you roll over to your right side. Just curling over to your right side. And just again here, seeing if you can give any more of your head to the ground. If even here, could you allow yourself the gift of relaxing a little deeper? And just feeling yourself here in this position. Just lying here in this room with all these other people, with me talking. And then this is optional. You can either just stay there until I ring the donga in not so many minutes, or you can experiment with bringing this relaxation up into a sitting posture just for the last couple of minutes. And if you do choose to do this, just move very slowly and really establishing a fullness of width in your legs and in your posture as you come to sitting. Just seeing how effortless the sitting posture possibly can be. And if you're already sitting, just seeing if you can soften your shoulders a little more. The Tibetans speak about when you meditate, you're taking your royal seat. You're sitting in the center of your own life. So coming up to this royal seat. And just simply feeling yourself here. Just allowing yourself to really be here. And even here, just seeing, can there be any more softening in the groin, along the front of your body, to, as Jayaji said earlier, to really feel that receptivity to life. Just sitting here without any demand on yourself, just other than just sitting here, simple. So thank you for really tracking with me through that practice.